This is CliffCentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man, the
ad man. Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom!
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we are back at it. Wow. Wow, guys. How long has it been? You know, I feel like some of these little intervals that happen between me and my hanging out with you are really coming between us as a people, and I will not allow it. I will not allow these little intervals that happen between, you know. Well, but once again, I mean, I think we all know it's the game, you know. What the ad game wants, the ad game gets. You know, sometimes we also take for granted that sometimes the ad game still wants you. You know, so I'm really glad that the ad game still wants me enough to be able to come hang out. But yeah, man, it's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and we're back at it, hanging out at CliffCentral.com. Yeah, you know, if you don't have the app yet, I mean, I don't understand how that could be. But download the app. Download the app and download some of the previous shows that we've had. I know in the past couple of weeks you've had the chance to listen to some old shows that I've done. I mean, I say old, but I mean, let's call them previous. To some previous shows that I've done where some of the dopest people in the ad game have come through and sat in this chair. Now we just had a dope laugh, you know, and chatted about some of the things that I know are important to you, and some of the educational stuff that I know has been important to you. But a lot has happened, a shitload has happened in the time that I've been gone. What's going on? Why have I gotten this this super radio voice all of a sudden? That has happened in the time. Oh man, that's dope. That's your boy Silky Smooth Siriti coming through right now. You know, talking about. Oh, I see some of my guests filtering through right now. I see them standing outside. You know, they're looking. But yeah, man, it's your boy Silky Smooth Siriti. I mean, if you know from back in the day, you know, I used to have this dopeless guy that used to that won us a couple of awards in the days of FCB. Huge shout out to the homies at FCB. You're also doing some big things. We're going to chat about some of that stuff in a little bit. But let's test out some of the equipment here. Let's see what's going on. Is this stuff? Yeah. There we go. Yes, it's happening. It works. It works really, really well. But I think that, you know, some dope stuff has been happening at AAA. Have moved. I didn't know the AAA even moved. But apparently they moved a while back. I had to go and judge some other thing, and then I realized that they moved to Bryanston. So everybody that went to AAA, I guess that come up is imminent now. I remember back in those days of Renbeck / Craigo there at Back of the Moon. Those of you who remember Back of the Moon from Generations, that's where we all went to school. That produced all these guys that you know that are in the game right now. But it's your boy, G-Man the Ad-Man, and we're still hanging out. Remember to hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem, at BLAXEM. Or hit me at CliffCentral.com. Then we're going to chat, you know. I've also got a surprise guest for you guys up in the studio today. I know I promised you guys just one troop of cats who are imminent. Their arrival is imminent. Yeah, you see, one of these cats is already here. But we'll get into that. But I've got a surprise guest for you. And I'm gonna tell you guys all about it because he just landed. You know, smooth as ever. You know what I mean? Once I tell you who this cat is that's in the studio with me today, you'll understand what I mean when I say smooth as ever. If you ever encounter this man, you know the smoothness, you know what I mean? Like, you can't turn it off, you know? But we'll get into that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But yeah, man, it's your boy G-Man the Admin, and I've missed you guys, man. I've missed running my mouth with you guys and chatting ad game things. But hit me up, you know. Hit me up. Tell me what you guys have been up to. You know, I know that that pitch season has kind of felt like this year the pitch season never actually ended. You know, it just kind of felt like all the time we just kept going in and out of pitches, in and out of pitches. But how are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling? Hey, you guys reached that point in the year where that lie comes out. You know that lie, that big agency lie that it's about to slow down now, bro. Like I promise you, what we're gonna do now is that we're gonna like start watching like series and stuff, bro. Like just start bringing like your hard drive and then we just swap stuff. It's not coming, my man. Trust me. That part of the year is not coming. You're gonna be working throughout until the end of the year. And if you're new, they're probably going to be skeleton staff, while the rest of the people who are smart enough to take leave have gone, and you're going to be sitting in the studio, and you're going to be making changes to Stings and Squeeze Bags. Huge shout out to the Stings and Squeeze Bags, guys. You know, they're bread and butter of our existence. You know what I mean? It's been soccer season, so you see a lot of Stings and Squeeze Bags. Squeeze Bags, guys. I mean, I do love that. My favorite one is still the one with the block of cement that runs across the screen to celebrate your goal. When there's actual soccer in the screen, they've just shrunk. But there's a block of cement celebrating on its knees. But I mean, let's not get into that because you know somebody still believes that those things work, and somebody still believes that that people want to have their sport shrunk to a little size. You know what I'm gonna do? I'll introduce my guest right now, and while we wait for the other guys, and then me and him can just start chatting. You know what I mean? Me and him can start getting into kind of some of the stuff that's been happening. You know how we do normally. We get into some of the news of the stuff that's been happening in the past couple of weeks, or in the week that's gone by. I just made him a little nervous now. Oh, he's searching for stuff. but yeah, it's your boy G-Man the Ad-Man, and it's so happy to be back with you guys. Hit me up. Remember we have that WhatsApp number. Wait, let me get it for you. I haven't been here in a while, so the WhatsApp number is playing games with me. Yeah, WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090. Hit me up. Send me some messages. I'm going to read them out loud. Send me some questions for my guests, you know, and we can chat about it. So let me tell you guys about my guest who's sitting across from me right now. There was a time when a long, long, long time ago, when the game was still on the come up, and I encountered this man, and we got to the chatting. You know, he kind of thought, you know, he wanted to be, you know, like I want to be in the game. You know, I'm into this thing. And then we're like, yeah, no, that's cool. You know, let's have a couple of chats. And we spoke, and I got to meet this unmistakable, immutable artist that this man is in front of me. And it's been, I mean, we're gonna get into the rest of the story together much later. But I mean, it's been amazing to watch the phenomenal artist that he's grown into. Well, like, I guess he's always been that guy, but I guess he's molded his existence and his expertise to what it is right now. But yeah man, you guys don't know, you guys you've seen his work. If you've walked around, or if you have your eyes open and you know what to look for, you've seen this man's work. And you've seen him around as well, you know. but in the studio with me today is Mr. Lazzy Great Spaces. Matilda, what's going on?
I wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, is it? Yeah, you see, that's what happens, guys. That's what happens with the artists. You know, the artists, they don't want this shit. You know, they don't want the ring announcer.
Can we take it back?
Yeah. Okay, let's take it back.
What's your name, my man? Yeah. Or something.
Yeah. What I should say? What's your name, my man? You know what's dope is when people bring a script to the stew. You know what I mean? A script that we didn't rehearse. But okay, let's try it. Let's try it your way. So what's your name, my man?
My name is Michael Jackson.
Okay. See, this is what happens. I don't have a script. Mr. Jackson, how are you?
I'm good.
What's up, Papa? How
I'm
you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's good to have you in the studio. And
thanks for having me. These guys that invited me, they late.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I meant when I said I got a surprise guest, because you know the other guys are coming. Don't worry, they're a little late. But you know, we were always trying to get Lazzy, but at some point we couldn't get hold of him, and then we did. And but he's a busy man. He's a busy man. What have you been up to, my man?
Yo, man. Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but like I've been working, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like when you have a 9-to-5,
yeah,
you're working. And if you don't have a 9-to-5, you're working. So I think I don't have a 9-to-5, so I'm still working.
That's whatever that
comes into, like, what my email or
WhatsApp,
whatever way it comes through, it's work, and I, you know, yeah. So I think I've been working.
Yeah, but so I mean, are there any exciting things that you're working on right now? I mean, you don't have to divulge too much information. Right.
Yeah. And I just finished quite a lot of projects.
Yeah.
I just finished, I had like one of the highlights, the biggest highlights of this year was like the ReCoffee tins that
boom!
I did for...
Boom! What do you know about that shit? What do you guys know about that shit? Yeah? Tell us a little bit about that. What was that? What was that project about?
The whole thing was like for Heritage Day, so I had to do like a story, heritage story based off like all the cultures that we have in South Africa.
Yeah.
And put them in a landscape format in a way that you could see that this is like you can find yourself in this pack. So you localize and infuse everything else into this one illustration.
That's
so instead
crazy.
Of trying to be like too specific about you know, Tsonga people, Vanda people, whatever. So creating a new sort of like identity of like South Africans should be about.
Yeah.
And that was cool. And then we did like tins for that and like two versions. Another one was like a pattern orientated. And another one was like story orientated.
Yes. All right. So almost like a timeline of some kind, but you'd be able to spot yourself in and different cultures inside there.
It wouldn't be like a timeline per se. It's more like a landscape. So you
got you.
Cape Town to Durban to Joburg in one sort of like
thing. Yeah.
And then I did another sort of like with Castle.
Yeah.
So
Castle Lager.
Yeah, Castle Lager.
Yeah, dope.
They like the flag. So they commissioned 6 different illustrators to come up with like a...
That's what's up!
You know, like a rendition of a culture that they give them, which is like something...
I think I saw that. I think Dylan Holland was one of the guys on there as well. Shout out Dylan Holland. What's going on, Baba? What's up, Baba? Yeah, man. What was that like?
It was dope because like... Dope and not it was dope.
Yeah,
but very challenging.
Yeah,
in a way that they gave me Afrikaans as a culture to portray, and in my way it's like damn, like I'm not, you know, when it comes to like Afrikaans, it's a different sort of like game.
Yeah,
if you gave me another language, as an African kid, I could have
it would have been easier.
But then now with Afrikaans, there's a lot of sort of like red tape and interpretation and relation to the culture itself. You know, so there was a lot of. Had to unearth things that because when you do research you can't help what you get, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So my research and development stages
you can't help what you get. You know, guys, the diplomacy that comes with working with corporates enough, you know what I mean?
It's wild. But then I guess that was like the back end, you
that's
know?
Right.
But then the front the end result of it was like cool. And then obviously that was challenging, but like it was cool, you know, to see how far we've come. And for me, for instance, I don't use like, I mean, I understand, you know, where we come from as a nation and stuff, but I never really use those things to block my vision or my sort of like way.
That's right.
My
that's
journey.
Right.
I keep moving, whether with or without, because I think we've been through so much. Black people already.
Yeah.
And Mangzobambelela, which, I won't get as far. So
exactly.
We did that. So also these things are like very challenging outcomes to them, you know, or like while you're in between the works, you realize a lot of things about yourself, about your culture, about other people and
that's
stuff.
Right.
You know? And then another one was like, what was it? Just now.
Yeah.
I just finished something. Oh, yeah. I did the KFC at Hope 11:20.
Yeah, man. We're going to chat about that, actually. We're going to chat about it a little bit. That's really dope, man.
Yeah, that was really sick. That was sick because like I had to interpret, like, not really interpret, but like introduce my work in a different sort of like medium that I always do, but like now on a professional scale, like do a mural that looks like a digital version of what I did.
Right.
Like a graffiti or whatever, like just make it like be as...
How has that been though? Because I mean, I really, like I said, I mean, we'll get more into that project because I think it's really, really dope.
Yeah.
Like how has that been? You know, like kind of, because I think there's been collaborations with like a music artist and like how has that kind of impacted you? You know, kind of in your own space.
The impact for me was like very organic. You know, so I'm there. So I got there on Thursday to prep the wall and but prepping meant actually going in. You know, so
yeah.
I had a friend of mine, Carlo Gambino.
Yeah.
Bong, I'm Luli.
Yeah.
Nguni, yeah. You know, we know the aliases.
Right? Yeah.
We got the handles. We don't have like the actual ID government name. But yeah, so that's Carlo Gambino, a friend of mine, we worked on that together.
Yeah.
He helped me.
Shout out Carlo Gambino. What's going on?
So he helped me with like, you know, the tech. Because it's more technical. So I had like, I needed assistance. So he was like, there's my assistant. But while I was there, I realized something. So I'm doing this wall, and there's conversations with Sekas.
Yeah.
And now you can hear what people are saying. Sometimes you don't want to get into it because you're working, you know. And then the next day, I'm like, okay, we're doing this for the kids. So my impulsiveness was like, hey, actually, I need to get these kids to also paint the wall.
Oh, get out of here,
man. And have their own version of like giving a space on the wall to exercise their creative abilities.
That's dope, man.
Whether it looks like I don't care. I just wanted.
Yeah.
We need to capture that. And that was like quite a, even the client was like there, but they were like, oh, what is happening now? I think it actually, I think that sometimes there's missing links.
Yeah.
That some, even you yourself, you don't know they're missing till attempt to do it. So I'm there and I'm like, yo, this kid comes back from school. He's like, yo, Malume, yo, I'm in Iceland, do shy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, no. He's like, yo, hey, imo, yeah, wanna, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, funukzam, you know? And then he's like, yeah, yeah. And then now there's a queue, you know?
That's dope, man.
All the kids are like lining up to like, naming funuwens, you know?
Shit, dude, that's fucking crazy shit.
And that was more like organic. So I was like, okay, cool, guys. So can we, I'm like, okay, but fair to me, guy, like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Everybody grab paints, spray cans, everything, and just paint the wall in your best, the way you want to do it.
That's right.
You know, just do what you feel. Balika malako, do your. And there's this girl, I mean, she had the spray can from the beginning to the end, and she did some dope stuff. Like, she could control it, and she's a kid, she controlled it. She did like spirals,
that's crazy,
like different
man.
Patterns. So I was like, you see, if she's looking at me like, I can do that. But I didn't even give her a chance to do it. If I didn't do that, then that thing would have died.
That's right.
Like, I can do that, but I didn't know I could do it.
Yeah, until, I just never had the chance to do
until,
it.
So I gave her this break and she did it. And now from then, I was like, you know, tomorrow when they come, this is their hood. So tomorrow when they pass through, they were like, oh, yeah.
That was me. Yeah.
You know,
oh,
I was
man.
A part of that or somehow. You
that's
know?
Crazy
so
shit.
So I thought. Yeah.
For people out there who don't know what the 1120 under 5 campaign is about, like if I mean I don't want you to do the super plug, but I mean I guess you can
sponsored
now
sponsored post.
Yeah, that's right. but if you kind of were to like encapsulate that in a couple of sentences, what would you think? What would you say that initiative is about?
It's about so each and every year, 1,120 kids under 5 die of malnutrition.
Yes.
And KFC having this. Initiative.
Yeah, the Ad Hope initiative. Yeah,
it's that's what's helping sort of like decrease that number.
Yeah.
So some people ask a lot with Lama Turanda.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
But now you have like this idea. Now you know that. Oh, so me actually adding this hope.
Yeah.
I'm decreasing the number by years.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe by 2025.
That number would have changed drastically.
Or not even then. I mean, like, hopefully, we don't have to, because 1,120 kids, it's a lot of kids, but it's controllable.
Yeah.
You can actually make that difference.
Yeah, like, that's right.
Those 1,120 kids don't die. Like, it happens.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. It's like, sometimes when the numbers just seem too big, then it feels like, yeah, what kind of dent will I make? In changing that shit around? But when it's that, then it feels accessible.
Right.
Oh man, that's so fucking cool, man. And then so obviously the collaboration with KFC and with the other artists. And so, but I noticed like they've like I think the logo, the kind of the lockup logo device looks really really cool.
Yeah.
And I guess you kind of understand this from a branding perspective as well. You know, like how important is it then for because it feels like it's trying to become its own brand.
Right.
How important is it, do you think, to separate that from the day-to-day, or should they separate it even, from the day-to-day experience of KFC, for that to be a standalone brand that kind of grows on its own?
The thing is, it's like a worm.
Yeah. It's like a worm?
Yeah. 1120 is like a worm.
Yeah.
Meaning that it can grow and it can shrink.
Ah, right.
So
what
now
you
what
mean.
Happens if next year?
Guys, I tell you, G-Man the Ad-Man, always bringing the education straight to you on your lap, guys. It's like a worm, yo.
It's like a worm. Yeah. Tomorrow it becomes 1520.
Yeah. All right,
tomorrow
see what
it
you
becomes
mean. Yeah.
Zero, like, so what then?
The next day is 550.
So it can't really be a campaign. It can be a holding device for the year.
That's right.
Or you can use it like usually like visual language.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is our visual language. What if it's not five? Like maybe those kids, maybe it becomes kids under 4.
Yeah.
Or kids under 6.
That's
so
right.
It's not like
so it's just a holding device.
You can't
I hear
really
you.
Fix it to anything. I mean, yeah. I wasn't there when they designed it.
Yeah.
But, like, from my understanding.
Yeah.
I think it'll make more sense for them to like Ad Hope has to be the main, so it's World Hunger Month, right?
Yeah,
so that on its own is like a thing. You can't say now it's World Full Month.
Yes
you know
yes,
you can't
yes,
change
you.
It around so
yeah.
that if you work around that device of World Hunger Month, you're winning, and Ad Hope, you're winning. So the five unhealthy, because like also, I mean, you know, I don't know. It didn't make visually.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, because yeah. It was 5 under 11:20.
It's 11:20 under 5.
No. It was 5.
It was 5 under 11:20.
Yes. So 5. It's like 5 divided by 11.
11:20. Yes.
So, but then on the website it's like
11:20 under 5.
Yeah. So yeah. It didn't really.
Right. It didn't actually connect properly.
But then yeah. It connects better if you put the website and then say.
Right. You know, so you explain
think,
it for people.
Yeah. So I think maybe for now. I mean, change is going to happen.
Yeah.
We did the campaign and change is going to be done. So I'm guessing that just like a temporary holding device for now. And then to next year or whenever something's different or whatever, then we can tackle that. You know,
That's dope, man. And I think you're right, because sometimes that's what design, design kind of solves, right? Like it solves these things that kind of felt like if somebody like sits in a desk in corporate. I mean, we love the corporates; they pay everything. But you know what I mean. But sometimes some people sit in these corporate boardrooms and they figure these things out. But you don't actually think about what it's going to translate to from a design perspective, right? And I guess that's where design comes in and fixes those problems. I think that's really, really dope. It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and we're still hanging out with Mr. Lazy Great Spaces. Michael Jackson is in the studio, guys, right. And I'm just saying hit us up on Twitter. That's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM. If you have some questions, some comments, you want to ask him some stuff, you know, I don't know where the rest of these guys are. I don't even know if they come in or not. If not, it's cool, we're hanging out. Me and Lazia are chilling.
I gave him a call,
is it?
And like,
no, it's fine, we're cool we're hanging out. Once again, also hit us up on the WhatsApp number 079-748-2090. So I mean, I want to take a step back to that Heritage Day thing. You know, like you have a particular style. You know, and the people out there, you know, if people know your work, they know you have a style. Do you think that it's one of those styles that like will always like resonate with like a phone call around Heritage Day every September? You know, you're gonna get a phone call around. Do you think that's because of your style being what it is, or do you think your style has like other ways that it expresses itself?
Yeah, I mean. It's be grateful for the calls, you know.
That's what's up.
At the end of the day, I'm not gonna say I'm expecting a call.
Yeah,
it's cool if they don't, because there's a lot of other people that are like now.
Yeah,
whether jumping on to what I'm doing.
Yeah,
because I'm also inspired by other people.
That's
so it's
right.
More like, that's cool, and obviously like there's I'm just gonna put it out there. There's like people that are. There's beef, you know, in the game right now.
Oh yeah, really?
And
I'd beef, guys.
Yeah, it's
really
real. It's real.
How so? Fill us in, man.
You know, so like there's people that are marketable.
Yeah. All right. See what you mean.
So sell if you can market. Like I can market myself.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can market myself effortlessly, which is like a post on Instagram or making sure that my Behance is up to date.
Yeah.
Making sure that I keep working and
that's right.
You know, and when I'm presented by opportunities. Not only do I come in to fit into what they want me to do, but I can also come in to contribute more than just what I'm asked to do.
That's right.
So you obviously not under promise, but then you just say, I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And almost over deliver.
Right.
Which is cool, you know?
Fantastic.
And those are like, so now people, there's like different sort of like, there's artists, right? Mm. They call them artists. So like practicing artists who are doing. Which I am in a way, because I also do practice. Like I'm a sculptor now. I make sculptures and stuff.
So oh yeah.
I work with clay.
Yeah.
I work with like.
Oh
material,
yeah. I think I've seen some of that stuff actually. Yeah.
So at my studio, I build stuff. I make molds and stuff. So that's like a practice that I'm on, right?
Yeah.
And there's pottery also as a practice, and I do like screen. There's like another side of me that's like dedicated to like the art.
Yeah.
But then there's like this other side of me that's dedicated to the commercial side of things, because we have to eat.
That's right.
And not only do we have to eat. Like, you know, but we have to feed ourselves also
to
work, you know,
align
ourselves to these brands, because
it's
pointless for you to be pure and say F the brands or
yeah
I don't care about the brands, but then the brands are the ones that are making things easy.
That's right, they make shit possible.
Do you know what I'm saying? So if you align yourself with the brands, then things change.
That's right.
So the beef is, you have some guys who are like, you know, they claim to be authentic and pure, and then what we do is like, but you guys can't do it on the wall.
That's what you mean.
Which I had to do the wall and show them, I can do it on the wall.
I'm here for that,
you know. So I'm like, I can do a lot of things, bro, and everything that I can do, there's someone who's gonna be like less who feels like maybe because maybe you fly or you smell good or you dress cool, you're not art enough.
Yes, but dude, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I know how like it's almost like the you sold out conversation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You have to downplay yourself.
Oh, I see our friends are here. I think they might wanna come on in. But I know what you're talking about. Like
now you have to downplay.
Exactly.
Yourself because
in order to still fit into the purest side of things, it makes no sense at
I'm
all.
I'm pure in my own ways.
That's right.
And there's like a lot of people that see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
We need to be like, unless if you don't want to make any money,
yeah,
if you don't want to
live
in a nice house, if you don't want to drive a dope car,
yeah,
then you don't have to worry about those.
Yeah.
But I do.
It's the romanticizing of the starving artist. You know what I mean?
No, it's
that shit, you know? People are still on that part of the game, and I don't understand that. Oh, okay. It just got real. It just got real up in here.
We love it.
We made it!
Yeah, baby!
You guys are distorting my shit. What the fuck?
Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it's just pandemonium just broke out in the stew right now. Two-thirds of the Book of Swag is in the stew right now.
Yes!
What's going on, Papa? What's going on?
Come on, Mr. Stolen.
Yeah. Singist!
Yeah.
Nicest!
Nighting! You are of nighting!
You guys know Kaji's in the stew. And all this shit starts going down.
It was classic music.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's YFM.
And that's
I mean, the tagline is "There goes the neighborhood." Yeah.
Oh man, how you guys doing, man? I mean, welcome. Finally,
we're rocking.
Welcome,
Papa.
Yeah, man. You really are.
We're rocking, Papa.
Yeah, man. Crazy enough, actually. We'll do the intros properly in a little bit.
Yeah.
But as you guys walked in. Claudia and I were talking about, you know, the difference between like, you know, the purists and how like there actually is like a divide, you know, where like the artist, they call themselves the artist artist.
Yeah.
I just learned this from Lazi now. who kind of like throw down a you've sold out kind of approach to homies when homies are doing the commercial stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then like kind of make you feel like, oh, you're not really an artist now that you are commercially viable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm sure you niggas face that kind of shit all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 30 and haven't sold out, you're gonna die broke.
Yeah.
Boom!
Boom!
I'm just saying.
I mean, like the truth is, like that's what the other extreme, you know?
Yeah.
It's like You come through when you're like in the streets and you're doing your thing and you're doing it for the passion because you know you're just like a creative at heart.
Yeah.
You know? But then the bills are there.
That's what's up, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the bills demand one thing and one thing ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they don't take love there at West Bank.
At West Bank. I love. You can't cash that check.
Oh man! But that's your boy, guys. That's your boy, Mr. Thulani. Twice Khatebe.
That's me.
You might know him as the Combo Mutombo. Hey, guys, what's going on, man? I feel like these guys have taken over the stew right now. It's become a little messy. Bongani Shabalala just walked into the stew.
Squad camp, rao.
Now.
Oh man, what's going on? So the guests that I promised you guys earlier have finally arrived. They decided that, you know what I mean, you know, at some point they might want to join Elazi and I. And we've gotten like a vibe going, you know what I mean? We were talking about like some serious shit, and now here we go. And the mess has started.
You guys are pulling the Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah.
But the Book of Swag is in the stew. Book of Swag International, you guys. Yeah. What's going on, my chance? What's up, man?
I know, we're cool, man.
Good to
see
you, man.
Good to see you,
how's
brother.
Cape Town?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you live there.
Hey, I get to ask the questions in this bitch, okay? What's going on? No, Cape Town is actually really good, you know? Like, I think. But you. Get the fuck out of here. Asking you how is Cape Town. You guys are there all the damn time as well.
Yeah, no, but I just meant in terms of, like, an advertising industry. Is there one there?
No, there is one there. I mean, it's actually going through some relevant changes.
Okay.
No. There's some real questions being asked out there.
Yeah.
And I think that the answers are becoming clearer and clearer. And I think it can only bode well for what we all do for a living.
For sure.
And these particular people that are in this room.
Yeah.
And I think that it can only bode well for that kind of shit.
Nice.
But Katu, I mean, let's talk about you for a little bit. You've been traveling. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've been super stamping the international on Book of Swag International. I need you to put the cans on, man. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so
act like you don't know.
Oh, this radio thing. Yeah. Damn, I missed my voice.
but tell us about that. Tell us about what does it mean that Book of Swag, the international part of Book of Swag? Tell us about that.
So obviously, we been lucky to know people in different parts of the world, so it's always good to go there and reconnect and have those relationships, because one day we want to expand, you know, one day we want to grow. This Book of Soaring International thing really is a dream. Now we're just tweeting about it and it's maybe in our personal traveling capacities, but it's a dream of ours that we've had 5 years ago. We were always going to go into the rest of the continent and then expand New York, London, Paris, Japan. So if you go there and you meet people and you then there is an opportunity to collaborate with them and you know, increase your chances of eventually doing it.
Yeah, man, and putting it out there in the words, man, it makes it manifest, right? That's actually what happens.
I think the crazy thing about it is that, like, when we are traveling in our personal capacity, we try to, like, connect with other creatives in other parts of the world.
Oh, yes, man. You hung out with that Ubunifu guy. What's up? Ubunifu Space.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
baby.
Man. That's those guys who do the reviews of the music videos and the reaction. Yeah, how was that? Tell us about that.
Look, it's crazy because, like, when I first saw it, like, it's something that I wanted to kind of, like, connect with, you know what I mean? Because I was like, it's crazy for me as a Soweto boy to watch kids from Kenya, Nigeria, Somalia, living in the UK
doing the thing, man.
Babes or Dumo, and reacting exactly how we react.
That's
to
what's
it,
up.
You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, we need to connect with these bros and the sisters there.
Yeah.
And then we did that. We hit them up when Bongani and I were in London.
Yeah.
And we had lunch and we pretty much connected. And we said,
that's
yo,
dope shit.
Let's take this thing to the top. We want to bring you guys. Hey, yo, SA Tourism, if you're listening, baby, we're trying to bring them here, baby. Hit us up, baby. They're ready, boy.
You know, Twice, he's quick with the plug. You know what I mean? You gotta watch him. You gotta watch him. You gotta always look into his eyes. You know what I mean? You don't know where the plug is coming. That's crazy shit. But I mean, Bongani, you're more than just the lunch guy who goes to hang out. You're more than that. I know you're more than that. But I mean, how is the growth? Because I mean, you guys were here. You know, it's as they say, what a difference a couple of months makes.
Yeah.
You guys were here a couple of months ago, and we had a slightly different chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How grown? How much do you think the Book of Swag brand has grown? And what else? What have you guys amassed in these months?
Yeah,
a lot, man.
Come close to the mic, man.
You know, these days the people are calling us.
We're
no more calling the people. You know, we just did some dope stuff with Dickies last night.
Yeah, man, I saw that. That was fucking dope, man. In fact, as you guys walked in, I was looking at your hands. I was like, I met Nyana.
But it's been amazing. You know, we give thanks to the Almighty all the time.
Yeah,
like this was like nothing but a dream.
That's right.
And man,
I mean,
it's nice to have some money, man.
When we started, there were only three.
Yeah,
and then there were 10.
Book of Swag is now 10 people.
Yeah,
that's crazy shit. So like, but what do you guys, what kind of, like, I want to say services? It's a stupid thing. It's a stupid part to call it.
Yeah.
But what do you guys do? You know, like, how do you guys plug into like these brands and what do you do for them?
So I mean, like, we're a solutions based creative agency.
That's what's up.
And we like to call ourselves your agency's agency.
Boom.
Because, you know.
Yeah, I know what that means. Yeah. I know exactly what that means. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
We're just trying to push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, trying to do things differently.
Yeah.
Like, just challenge the quota. Just do things, like, really, really differently. Because, you know, there's a way, there's a structure in, like, advertising. You know, like, when you go to AAA, they teach you how to write it.
Yeah.
You know, how to make a billboard.
Yeah, that's
what's
up.
We need to kind of push those things, man. You know, just go a little left.
That's right.
Shock the client also, you know, because, like, sometimes they need that surprise and delight also.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, when we're in the boardroom, we're like, how do we surprise and delight?
That's the shit. You know, this is also how you know somebody's been hanging out in too many boardrooms. They say that stupid term, surprise. Fucking delight.
Man, that all the time.
That's crazy shit. But now, Lazzy, I feel like we just lost Lazzy now for a second.
Lazzy's Book of Swag, man.
Lazzy's the honorary member of Book of Swag.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, you go way back to page one of the Book of Swag, man. How has that been? In fact, tell me about your association with these guys.
I mean, I'm from Alex.
Yeah. Shout out Komora. What's going on? Hey, what's carrying? Hey.
Yeah. And these guys are somehow weaved in and out of addicts.
Yeah.
So now it's like, it's more like, I mean, when I was doing what I've been doing.
Yeah, for TV.
We've been, obviously, like, we're crossing paths.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. But then we became closer and, like, we appreciate each other as homies, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get to understand what guys do, and
yeah,
they know what you do, and you see how can we now, not only do we make it a, like, you know, it's cool to see you over there, but then how do we then blend what we do?
Yeah, man.
You know, hopefully something comes up at some point. But
that's,
you know,
what's up, yeah.
But we've been trying to, like, obviously, when I'm here, when you're there, there's always, like, this partnership and
some,
like, brotherhood or
that's
whatever.
That's what's up.
But, you know,
it's really, really key, man. It's really, really important because, you know, like, and I say it all the time, you see it in the other corners and the other spheres and the other hues of this industry, that, like, people stick together. Yeah. You know what I mean? And right. and for some weird reason, we were kind of thrown into this game with a kind of a survival of the fittest kind of approach to shit, and that's what, that's actually how it's supposed to be, because you know, like, you go at this shit alone, you it gets tough. Sure. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't do it, but you go at this shit alone, it gets really, really tough.
Yeah.
But tell me about Beautiful Boys. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I also know the chief ambassadors as well. You know?
I think Beautiful Boys was like an idea. I mean, it was like it's a t-shirt brand, and it's always sort of like been like that.
Yeah.
So this one time I was like reading this. Like ID, it's an article on ID that says perfect boys only exist in books. And I was like, what exists in real life?
You know? Yeah.
Then I looked into my life.
That's what's up.
I was like, oh damn.
Yeah. That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a beautiful boy. Like, I can't be perfect, but I can be beautiful.
That's you know? What's up.
And this is when the F boy was like hitting the shore. Like, beautiful boys. I like, you know.
Yeah.
So I hit up Wonder, a friend of mine. He actually had a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Dope. Shout out to Wonder, man. Shout out to Wonder.
So I'm like, yo, Wonder, I have this idea. I want you to be the creative director of.
Yeah.
Or for. He's like, yeah, okay. I'm like, so I'm gonna drop it now.
Yeah.
To you, and you have to call me. I'll call you back in 5 minutes and let me know. I give you that much time, you know? He's like, cool. So I like, beautiful boys.
Yeah.
Picture that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit. And then I hung up, then, you know?
Yeah.
Then he's like, calls me back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I see it.
Dope.
Let's run. Then I started making t-shirts and stuff. But the whole idea was like, obviously I came up with an idea. Then I had to rationalize it to myself. Like,
yeah.
What does this mean?
Yeah.
Then I realized that, you know, like, boys, black boys in specific. So I'm like, the whole idea is like, black boys, we don't have, like, I think growing up we also have this idea that we have to be hard, raw, grimy, and dingy and shit.
Yeah,
we don't have like
and jagged edges and
jagged
shit.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have like a positive side of self-representation.
That's right.
Whereby, you can be handsome, but I don't know how to objectify handsome.
That's
I don't
right.
know what to put it against to say, yo, this is what it looks like.
You know?
And then growing up, our parents, our mothers would always call us beautiful. You're a beautiful boy. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, when you grow, there's certain things that I think supposedly we have to unlearn. And I thought, you can't unlearn an emotional sort of like attachment. That's something that's close to your heart.
I hear you.
So I was like, I need to go back to this and make it a proper sort of like thing.
Yeah.
So now my sort of like analogy would be a tree. You know, as a tree is not the most nice, it's not the most softest thing to look at.
Yeah.
But beautiful.
That's
very beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
So it's
tell you guys about the education that Gina and the man will bring on your lap.
It represents the man. Or the men that I would like to sort of like, the men that I want to fall to sort of like fall into this thing. So
that's right.
A tree, it bears fruit, it provides shelter
and shade. Yeah.
And it relaxes. It gives oxygen, which is life.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it can grow and expand.
That's what's up.
And that's
man.
What when you think about a man or whatever. That's what we offer and we get offered too. And then when you go back to like Credo Mutu's book about the tree of life, and then the mother Ma, how those two, the tree of life was like the most ugliest thing the mother has seen, and then she had to like connect with him, but she didn't love him, but she ended up finding love and beauty in this tree.
That's right.
And the tree is the tree of life, which is like what beautiful boys are. Beautiful boys. Jeez. Now they need, when you need like a companionship, it's like people now like to connect or like connect beauty with femininity, which is a problem because anything can be beautiful, and
that's
I don't think, and you can also be feminine, There's nothing wrong with that. Like you can wear a powder blue t-shirt and it should be okay.
Yeah.
You can wear whatever. And we are
bars.
We have strands in us that are like feminine, you know,
because
we are born too from women.
Yeah.
And without women, this wouldn't exist. So now us, we shouldn't leave this whole idea of femininity and everything else. And also we need to like now recess and now chop and unpack what things really, really do mean.
That's what's up.
So now, usually now at a glance, when you see someone rocking a, depending on where your mindset is at, when you see someone rocking a beautiful boy's t-shirt, it's either you're like, oh shit, I see it or I don't see it.
Yeah.
So my friend of mine, he's like, yo, actually a big homie of mine. He's like, yeah, me, I wouldn't rock this beautiful boy's thing because I'm not beautiful. You know? And this is like 2 years ago. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
I need your support, but if you feel like that, then
that's
it's fine.
What's up, yeah.
Move forward to like a year and a half or like sometime this year.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hey, yo, Lazzy, I want you to give me some match
because
I'm doing this thing, Castle Life, I need some clothes, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Give him clothes.
Yeah.
Give him, it's like, I need a logo.
Yeah.
A logo for Beautiful Boy so I can put it, you know, for display purposes. Cool. So he does the display. Now, here's the science, right? This guy takes a photo. Like, it's like when you take photos through an event, whatever.
Yeah.
So he goes, he takes photos and stuff within the stall.
Yeah.
Then he goes through his photos that he took. And then he's like, oh, damn, this is dope. But then on top of his head is this
beautiful boy side.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, he wants to put a caption to it, but you can't. Because it's like, this thing is stronger than any caption.
Yeah.
Then that's when it hit him. Like, and then he's like, why am I fighting the fact that I'm beautiful?
Yeah,
no, not even the fact that I'm...
Yeah.
He's like, actually, I am. Then he tells me, he's like, yo, I am beautiful. I need 5 caps.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
So, so that's the thing.
That's
like,
dope. That's
try,
dope shit. I like that.
Trying
I like
to
that
like,
a lot.
Yeah, trying to change the misconception of things and unpack things so that we, because now we're dealing with a lot of problems as men. We're dealing with masculinity. We're dealing with like toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
We're dealing with toxicity.
Yeah, man. All that.
A lot.
That.
Abuse
and
all this thing. So now with Beautiful Boys, I try to like use that because with other forms or platforms with the things that I do, I can't be able to express. But then with Beautiful Boys, the platform that I can, like I have a t-shirt now that's out that talks about safe space. Like how are we creating safe space today?
Yeah.
And that's Beautiful Boys. It says Beautiful Boys. So those are like initiatives that we try.
I mean, that's what's up. I mean, if ever there was a thorough plug, guys. Yeah. Thorough. I mean, that was the most thorough plug ever. But I mean, I want to go back to your point, and it kind of touches on what you're saying, Lazzy, that twice made about, you know, your agency's agency. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, we all know that, like, you know, our game struggles, or still struggles, you know, with the places that they should be going to in order to speak to people the way they should be.
Yeah.
Should be to us.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And I know you kind of get, I mean, I know you did some work with Auto Trader at some point as well, you know, like how has that changed the conversations, you know, because also with time and with the relationships, how have those conversations changed, you know what I mean? Like when you walk in, you said, Bongan, they call us now, you know, we don't call them.
Yeah.
But how have those conversations changed in your interaction with those brands? You feel like they've become more receptive to the idea of they need Book of Side?
You know, to be honest, I feel like, like, and this happens quite a lot, like when things go south.
Yeah.
So they'll do their thing.
Yeah. Like
a brand.
Then they call the SWAT team.
And they're like, hey, now we need to fix this thing. Yeah. Now. You know? And then, like, you know, we get that call. And look, we're happy to, but it would be doper for everybody if they did it from the beginning.
That's
you
what's
know?
Up.
They call us from the beginning, baby.
Yeah, you know? Don't wait to fuck it up first.
Don't F it up first. And then we need a rescue team now. You know?
Yeah, man.
And this happens a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess, like I mean, everybody's trying to eat, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you call a Book of Swag into your client and you're thinking, ah, maybe we want to,
they're going to swindle the client from us, yeah.
No, we're not like that, baby, you know? You got things going on. You know? You know, we're trying to help you, baby.
That's
so help us help you. You know, we can, you know, we know the culture, you know.
Yeah.
Like and it's what I wanted to just add on to what Lazzy was saying, you know, like we've always kind of had a work crush on Lazzy's span, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we've always been kicking hands.
Guys.
Like,
this bromance brought to you by Gina.
We gotta span down with the boy, you know.
That's what's up.
He's
really,
really doing dope, he's really like building just to watch like a cat like Ulazi from Gomorrah, like just build his brand.
That's what's
and
up.
Taking his time. And you can see that like to Wuhan's words also, like brands are calling Lazy, you know,
because
they need him, you know, like he is the culture, you know. Like, you guys, I mean, you know, we know there's illustrators and designers in the agencies and they're doing dope stuff, you know, but you can't copy this, you know, you can't bring that culture. You know what I mean?
But also there's like, what I realize is there's more, I'm grateful for the calls again.
That's what's up.
Keep calling.
So keep the phone calls coming, you know,
but the thing about it for us is like, there's more leverage when they call us.
When
we call to them.
There's
a difference when you were saying, is it, okay, it's different because like that's contractual. That's like we're looking for something. But then when you go out of the blue and say, yo guys,
I need you guys to, and then the conversation is different.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
To a point where I used to be in a position where conversation were totally different to totally like two extremes. Like I went to them, say, yo, I have this idea, and then then they come to you like, hey, we have this idea.
Yeah.
It's totally extreme. Yeah, now saying,
the dynamics are different.
They're like, we don't have the money. Now it's like, yeah, whatever you want. You know? So all I can tell whoever's listening. Sometimes do what you have to do for them to call you, because then you have more leverage. You have more.
Yeah, that's right.
They will not backing down. They know why they need you. Buy us with Bafunan.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, everybody has to eat. And keep the calls.
So I mean to that kind of point. So are you guys planning on, you know, you asked me about the Cape Town thing, and it's something that I hold very, very dear to my heart, because I feel like, you know, there was a time when I was really angry with the Cape Town situation, and now I feel like, you know, it's important for us to become the solution to it. You know?
100%.
And so is that something that you guys are planning on kind of making a concerted effort towards changing, like kind of going take on the Republic of Cape Town?
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely.
Look, we're down there like 3 weeks ago. We're trying to fix it.
So you guys have some relationships down there?
Yeah. We got some clients that are letting us do some really, really cool things.
Yeah.
Some big things. You know, like we, as much as we understand like the street culture in the country.
Yeah.
We feel like there's a lot of like youth culture in Cape Town that's not used in the right way.
That's what's up.
And because we have the opportunity to kind of sit with those people.
Yeah.
That we're kind of bringing that to the fore.
Yeah.
And you know, like very, very, very soon we'll be announcing something that we're doing with a very, very big brand in
Cape
Town.
That's what's up.
And you know, like it's going to be live.
But
it's exciting what we're going to be doing in Cape Town, because it's not going to be like just youth related thing.
Yeah. You
know, it's going to stretch even us as an agency.
Yeah.
And then just like grow our portfolio.
That's what's up.
Something that maybe FCB could have been doing.
Yeah, man.
But again, because of those relationships.
Yeah.
And also just proving what we do and how we've been doing it for other people.
That's crazy shit.
I'm excited about the Cape Town.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to hear it. You know, like there's a crazy thing. I was I love how we always just talk about Joburg and Cape Town, but like there's a whole other country.
Yeah.
The whole rest of the country that we never mentioned. But like I think like I was judging the One Club like the young kind of young creative thing that they had.
Talk about it.
And no, it was really dope. It was really dope, because the dope thing is that I realize how much dope talent is coming out of Durban.
Yeah.
Right? Like huge shout out to Durban, the creatives in Durban, man. And I feel like because these stupid conversations have always become so polarized and feel like it's between Joburg and Cape Town, that like there's a rest of this entire country that like, you know, is untapped. Is there a way that you know a Book of Swag somehow, you know, because I know you guys also have a relationship with Durban.
Hey, yo, Durban, baby. Ish.
But so how much of that do you guys think you plan on leveraging a bit more in the space? And what else do you think we could all be doing to bring out all those creatives out of there?
I think at the moment, like a lot of people are just looking at Durban as like a tourist destination.
Yeah.
Of sort. Good as Yawa, my metros, I'm my in-in, my MTV, I'm my lorries, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm at Durban July. Like, but like you're quite right. Like there's a lot of like creative dope stuff that the kids are doing out there. So you know, like the clients can call us, baby.
We're ready to
do something, man. You know, Durban really it's really, really live. Like even if you're looking like at the music scene right now, like they're not playing, you know. They're really coming with the original, like just really Durban stuff that you can say, yo, there's a Durban, but it's worldwide.
That's what's up, know?
So like we are keen to do some stuff in Durban.
Yeah.
It's just at the moment it feels like everybody wants to do something touristy.
That's right.
Like,
it's when you're waiting for
chain.
That's it, right?
Cut the Durban kids checks, man. You're not giving those kids jobs, man.
Hey man, that's an important part of
it. Cut those kids some checks, man.
Yeah.
Life is tough out there. You can't be creative on an empty stomach.
Come on.
Cut the
what's up. So now I want to talk about this event that you guys had last night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw you guys just come down hard on
come
the kids
on.
With the Dickies Shandies.
Yeah.
What's your relationship with that brand?
Yeah, we just won with Collective ID.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, shout out Collective ID. What's going on?
Collective ID,
eh?
Like, that's the agency that we work with. There's the guys that incubated us that when we're still smelling the bottom.
Yeah, that's what's up.
we're never going to smell the bottom again, baby. So, yeah, we just won the Dickies client like a month ago.
Oh, that's what's up.
And, like, for the very first time, and this, we're hearing this because we're also, like, still wet behind the ears in advertising.
Yeah.
That the work that we pitched is the work that's going to be going up really soon.
That's what's up, man.
So yesterday we thought, you know, they're launching a store at Southgates on Friday.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, what can we do for a brand like Dickies at SA Fashion Week? Where fashion is considered like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we said, yo, we got to bring the real street culture, like the stuff that people wear on a daily basis to Fashion Week. So we took about 30 kids.
Yeah.
We're looking super fly.
Yeah, man.
And we kind of took over the thing.
You guys need to check that out on the Instagram page. Man. It was really, really, really dope.
Yeah, man.
And how was the reception to that?
I mean, we're trending number three, baby.
That's what's up.
You know? SA Fashion Week was trending number four, baby. So we really kind of took over the thing, you know?
Yeah, man.
And for us, what was really dope is that we could see people tweeting about the clothes that we were wearing.
Yeah, man.
And they're like, yo, I want that, you know?
Yeah, man. I also wanted two items as well that I was hoping you guys were going to bring through today.
Hey, yo, Dickies, are you listening right now?
Hashtag two items.
You know?
Yeah. Two items, guys. Two items.
Yo, cut my man's in.
I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I'm hoping after this interview, in my inbox will be one or two Dickies items and one or two Beautiful Boys items. But I mean, that's just putting it out there. It'll manifest, like Katsu said. You know? But, God, it's crazy. Our time's almost up.
Yeah.
It's like the hour fucking flies by.
Another
man.
Hour.
Yeah, okay. Man, he's here somewhere. I hope you heard that. But yeah, man, it's been dope. Always dope to see your homies, and always dope to kind of get the sense that fuck it, man, this shit is moving, man.
It's moving.
You know what I mean? And it's moving at a pace that I think a lot of us are excited about. And I think that generally, I just think that the whole industry should be excited about, you know, essentially meeting up and working with you guys, and then also creating more of this, like you guys said, you know, like, you know, there are people who incubated you guys, and you know, there are a lot of cats out there that need the check to be cut.
Come on, incubate the kids. They're out there. They need you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, just give them some bread, man.
They don't really have to have an advertising brand, a background, you know? Incubate the kids, cut them a check.
Yeah.
So when they grow, you grow.
That's
you know?
What's up. That's what's
like,
up.
And that's what's happening with us and Collective ID. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when they win, we win. When we win, they win.
That's what's
you know?
Up.
And everybody's happy.
Yeah, man. Check, and on that note, I'm cutting checks, guys. Huge shout out to all the homies that are in the studio today. The homies at Book of Swag International. featuring young Lazy Chris, which is Michael Jackson. What's going on? Yeah, Michael Jackson. but yeah, man, that's our time for this week. Get the podcast, check it out, get the app. Download the app and get the podcast. Play it in your studio. You know, there's some cats in your studio that need to hear this. Your creative director probably needs to hear.
Is this your podcast app or Cliff Central?
The Cliff Central app. The Grand Solar app is coming, man. But, okay. But that's going to be too heavy. You know what I mean? I don't think the phone that's going to handle that has been invented yet. You know what I mean? That's some crazy shit.
Book of Swag to see on ZA, baby. And the Book of Swag SA on Twitter, baby. Book of Swag SA on Instagram, baby. Go get it. Follow us, baby.
I'm incubating.
Lazy Finn incubate me. This is cool. Anyway, I'm done here. It's your boy, G-Man the Ant-Man. And like I say every week, take care of these briefs, take care of yourselves, but most importantly, take care of each other. Because this game gets really, really, really rough. And once again, like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. It's your boy, G-Man the Ant-Man. Boom!
Boom, 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 boom.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on transformation.
G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
We have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-Man, the Ant-Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly.
Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-Man and Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.